Today's daf in the Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is daf Yud Omid Aleph in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, Simen Resh Mem Vav. We begin at the very top, continuing in our discussion about a rental or a loan to a non-Jewish person who's going to use your animal on Shabbos. There is an Isser, as we've spoken about, of Shvisas Behemto, an Isser Daraisa, that a person's animals are not allowed to be worked on Shabbos, even if you're not the one that's working them. So the Mechaber tells us here another Eitzah, Sif Dalet. Yisrael Shehiskir Shvorim Le'ino Yehudi, Lach Rosh Behem, V'chorish Behem. If a Jewish person lends to a non-Jewish person his oxen to plow with them on Shabbos, and in fact, the person plows with them. So this may be permissible under the following setup. Yesh matirim, im kibel alova eino Yehudi, achrayus misa, ugezela, ugeneva, viyukra vizula. If it really belongs to the non-Jewish person, as defined by the fact that the non-Jewish person has taken responsibility if it dies, if it gets stolen, if it gets lost, and here's the danger thing, because until now it's really no different than a regular loan, which would not be allowed, but he also takes upon himself the yukra vizula. If it goes up in price or down in price, he will be responsible for any change in the value of the ox. So then, according to this opinion over here, yesh matirim, there are those that would permit you to do this. This opinion is brought down by the Hagos Maimoni in the name of the Smak and the Smag, and as well, the Truma. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof explains, the Aidei Zeh, Havi Abahema Kamoshel Eino Yehudi. In this scenario, which we just explained, where you're totally giving it over to the non-Jewish person regarding responsibility for the animal, it's as if it belongs to the non-Jewish person. And there's no problem with Shvisas Behemto. It's the non-Jewish person, so to say, who's responsible for the animal, and therefore he in fact is going to be allowed to plow with it, and you're not having an issur of Shvisas Behemto. The Afal Pishamachzira Be'en, even though ultimately on Sunday or whenever you'll get the animal back exactly as it was beforehand. If nothing happens to it, then you will get it back, exactly that same animal. Nevertheless, since the Einu Yehudi has taken full responsibility for the animal, including it's going up in price or down in price, so then it is considered as if it's belonging to the Einu Yehudi on Shabbos, and it's not a problem with Shvisas Behemto. Because the key point the Mishnah Berurah points out is that even if it goes up or down in value, the non-Jewish person has taken responsibility for it. As the Chafetz Chaim in Sifkot and Chof Dalet in the Shaar Tzion adds, without the Yukra Vizula, lo adif mishol. It's no different than a regular loan if you don't add the Yukra Vizula part to it. Because by a regular loan, the person who you lend it to is chayev for any extenuating circumstance. A hurricane comes, any accident comes along, he's chayev. Because we've already said that when you loan something to somebody, he doesn't halachically own it. You still own it. And therefore, it would be your animal that's doing work on Shabbos. So the only difference over here between a loan and this scenario here is the Yukra Vizula. And therefore, this is different than a loan, and that's why, according to this Yesh Matirim, it is permissible. Then the Mechaber tells us, V'yeshom, and there's another opinion. Since the non-Jewish person doesn't have the right to sell it in this situation, it is still called Nikras Behemas Yisrael. It still has the halachic status of being a Jewish-owned behema, and the Ramah adds, V'ayin lamata b'simen zeh, and we'll see this further later on in this simen. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Aleph, he explains the Ramah, Hainu, the Shnei Yesh Matirim Akos of Shom, there will be two additional Yesh Matirims over there, the Gam HaGosh B'Sofa Simen, and likewise the Ramah will comment towards the end of the Simen, Mukach the Svirulei Kedas HaMatirim, that one can be Mekel, as we will see over there, Ein Ma Shnech Tov Shom, wait till we get over there to discuss it. Now we go to Siv Hei. The Mechaber writes, Im Yisrael, the Eino Yehudi, Shutfin Bebehema. If a Jewish person, a non-Jewish person, jointly own together an animal. So, how does this animal work on Shabbos? So, the Mechaber says, Mutu lasos bo Eino Yehudi melocha b'Shabbos, ayide sheyasne imo Eino Yehudi b'tchila, kishekonu osa, sheyito le'Eino Yehudi b'Shabbos Yisrael b'yom chol. We have discussed this somewhat previously, the similar idea that we had and Simen Resh Mem Hei, that if they own it jointly together, so then there is no problem of it being worked on Shabbos in terms of Shvisas Behemto, as long as they make this Tanai up front. That at the time that they purchase it, the time they become Shutvin, the Jewish person tells a non-Jewish person, that the non-Jewish person owns it totally on Shabbos, and the Jewish person will own it totally on another day, kenegdo, against that. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chav Beis therefore explains, Denimtza, it now turns out, Delo Kenuya HaBehema LiYisrael Klabi Yom HaShabbos. The Jewish person doesn't own this animal at all on Shabbos, therefore there's no problem of Shvisas Behemto. V'yos Acha Kach Mutarin Afilu Lachlok B'Shoveh. And likewise, as we've already pointed out, there is no problem even here of the animal earning things on Shabbos by working. And therefore, they're even allowed to split all the profits later on, as long as they made this real legitimate Tanai upfront that the non-Jewish person owns it on Shabbos and the Jewish person owns it on Sunday or some other day of the week. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'gam da'oz afilu imachrayus shneim b'shovet koyimosa shvua be'michol be'mishabes muter." And even if their ultimate responsibility for the animal, they'll both accept the losses for it together, or any responsibility for damage that it does, if they do take that together, so then in this situation, they are permitted to do this as long as they made the tanai up front. The Mechaber continues, however, and he says, V'im lo hisnu mitchila, if they did not make the Tanai Afron, aser, then they cannot take advantage of this. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chav Gimel explains, if they only make it afterwards, el liachar shenishtatfu omer lo, only after they've already gone into partnership, does the Jewish person tell the non-Jewish person, tol ator b'Shabbos, you own it on Shabbos, v'ani k'neg d'cho b'chol, and I'll take another day opposite it against it on a weekday, so then, Afim Nomar Shein Isu B'zeh Machmash Shvisas Behemto. So there may not be a problem over here technically with Shvisas Behemto because you technically don't own it on Shabbos. The guy does. Kivin Shiyesh Leinu Yudi Chelik Ba. Since the non-Jewish person owns a part of the animal anyway, Val Karcho She Yisrael Osim Locha, and he's allowed to go work it even despite the Jewish person's protestations. Nevertheless, you still have a problem over here. Mikol Mokum. Also, you're not allowed to do this. Because you have the problem of Schar Shabbos. There is a problem over here that the animal is earning income, so to say, it's doing work that you're benefiting from on Shabbos that the Jewish person is not allowed to do. So even if it's not a problem of Shvisas Behemto, as we've already previously pointed out, it is a problem of Schar Shabbos. And the Mechaber says, this is true, afal pi shehisnu achakach. This is true, even if they make the Tanai afterwards. It only works if the Tanai is made up front, as the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chav Dalet explains. Miloshum zeh mashma, it appears from the Mechaber's language the following. The kosh came, the imlo hisna klal, the os, certainly. If it's not good that you made the Tanai afterwards, it certainly is not good if you never make it Tanai. He brings down, ubeveis yosef mitzadi lomar. The Beis Yosef says, "Di'im af li achar shenishtatfu lo hisna lomar tol ato v'chule." Even if you don't make the Tanai afterwards, elachokim stam aschar kol hashua b'shav v'dushari. The Beis Yosef seems to say that even without a Tanai at all, there isn't the problem over here with Schar Shabbos. The hono tells Schar Shabbos b'avla because it's an entire week or an entire month or it's a number of days that are being included with the Shabbos work. So the Beis Yosef seems to suggest that it would be permissible from the point of view of Schar Shabbos. And likewise, v'isur the Shvisas Behemto, sviru lei de'enkan. And as we've already pointed out, there is no isur of Shvisas Behemto because it belongs to the non-Jewish person too. Doha ena yudi osu ba'al korcho b'Shabbos, machmas chalko sheyeshlo, because the non-Jewish person says, hey, I own part of the animal. If I want to work it on Shabbos, you can't stop me. And even though this wasn't the right way to partner in the first place, and there may be, in fact, Isurim in doing such a partnership, and he should have been concerned that the non-Jewish person is going to say exactly this, it's my behemah, I wanted to work with it on Shabbos, and he should have done from the beginning, you take it on Shabbos and I take it on Sunday, as Ayin Shom the Beis Yosef, so it appears that the Beis Yosef would, at least in theory, allow this. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Omnom, Biloshon HaShulchan Aruch, from the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, Mashma the Lo Rotzu Lismo Chazel HaMaisa, that even though he brought it down to the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo was not willing to state this Lahalocha in the Mechaber over here. Vida. And even according to this Beis Yosef, the aim is mishum shvisas behemto, that there may not be a problem with shvisas behemto, even if you didn't make it tonight at all. In lahatu lachlo stam achakach el b'mokum hefset gadol. You certainly can't go and split the profits afterwards unless it's a huge hefset over here. Lefi das haramor leel b'reishmem hey and simin reishmem hey sif alef ba'ago umash b'mogin avram diyesh lismo chozeh. Bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us is that you shouldn't rely upon this unless it's under really a great financial loss. And once certainly, lechatchila, always make the Tanai up front in order to get around both the problems of Shvisas Behemto and as well the problem of Schar Shabbos. Then the Mechaber tells us another aspect of this halacha. If you lend the animal to a non-Jewish person as a complete loan over here, halva gemura, which means that means he has the right to do with it whatever he wants, even without the permission of the Jewish person, including even selling it, for example. And if he does sell it, and the non-Jewish person over here has to take full responsibility for it. In other words, he sets that this is a set amount of money that he's going to pay for this animal if he does sell it, and he's taking full responsibility if the animal is not returned. So in this situation, it's as if the non-Jewish person truly owns the animal, he's totally responsible for it, then the Mechaber says it's also mutter. And this opinion is brought down in the name of the Ritzba. The Mishnah Berurah explains further in Sifkot and Chofhei, Hainu, he's telling us over here, Shesham Osa Bidomim, he evaluates this ox, it's worth $1,000. Kifi Mashi Yachshav, as much as it's worth right now. And if the price goes up, im tisyaker, otuzal, or if the price goes down, yakol bershuso. He, the non-Jewish person, gets the benefit if it goes up. He still has to only pay back $1,000. It's now worth $1,500. Or if it goes down, he takes the loss. If it's only worth $500, he still has to pay back $1,000. And furthermore, vafilu hochi, hisna gam kein, shehe rishus biyodo lotzia. And he furthermore says if he wishes to, he's allowed to sell it. And this opinion goes with the idea that we've already expressed previously in Sif Dalet early in the Shia today, that he has to have the right to sell it if he wants it. That really demonstrates that he's the owner of it. In all of these situations as well, there is no concern of Shisas Behemto. The Mechaber continues and he writes, there is even a more makel opinion over here. This is brought down as well by the Ritzba that says that even if he doesn't have the right over here to sell it, nevertheless, it's still not considered a problem of Shvisas Behemto. Why not? Because Ayidei Shiyisko Fadomim Alo Eini Yehudi Bemilve. Because he's essentially giving over the ox, and the non-Jewish person now owes him the $1,000 that the ox is worth as if it was a loan. And now, in turn, the non-Jewish person makes the ox that he has borrowed, and he says, this is an apotiki. What does that mean? This is a word that the Gemara uses, a nutrikon. Pirush the Ramah says, apo dehei koi. From this ox, you will be able to collect. So I owe you now $1,000, and the collateral, so to say, is this ox. Kolomar. You won't be able to collect it from anything else other than this ox. So in this situation as well, the opinion, the lenient opinion over here that's brought down by the Mechaber in the name of the Ritzba, is that this is permissible. Because the Yaseh Apotekil Yisrael, this ox is now going to serve as the collateral for the Jewish person, or alternately, it's going to be something called, oh, Yahar Haneim. This is something Pirush, the Rashbam says, this is the word for a mashkon, collateral, b'shon yishmol. In the Arabic language, this is called a rahan, and therefore you can make this as well at slow. You make this, the Jewish person is going to have this as a collateral against the quote loan that he has now given to the non-Jewish person. So this is considered like the animal is totally in the non-Jewish person's possession. However, he says, but you can't use the terminology from now, which we'll explain in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah what this means. Let's first catch up though on the Mishnah Berurahs that we haven't yet done. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Chavav says, even if he doesn't have the right to sell it in this scenario, Myri Gam Kein Shehilva Oso Leino Yudi Visham Osa Bidamin. We're talking here that he did give it over to the non-Jewish person as a loan, and he's evaluated for its value, so it's worth $1,000, let's say. The Chanalas we've already explained. Vahadamim Zoku Falov Bimilvis. So this loan of the animal is no longer the loan of the animal, but it's a loan of $1,000. Ella de Bala Hosit, but he's adding on over here, the Afayide Zesh Osa Osa Ha'ina Yehudi Apotekili Yisrael, he's now making the animal over here the collateral for which this loan will be collected from, to Ein Lo Rishus L'Mochra. He doesn't have the right, therefore, to sell it. So even though the non-Jewish person doesn't have the right to sell it because he set it up as a collateral, nevertheless, Afilu Hochi Shori. So even without the ability to sell it, which we previously said was a necessary precondition in order for it to not to be considered a problem of Shvisas Behemto, you had to be able to sell it. In this situation, when you set it up as an apotiki or as a Yahar Hanim, a Rahan, this collateral, since this is not something that he can sell, but it's established as this is going to be where you're going to collect your loan from, it is also considered as it belongs to the non-Jewish person, enough so that there's no problem of Shvisas Behemto. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chav Zayin explains this Yahar HaNeim, Pirush. Even though the Jewish person will be able to specifically collect from this animal when the non-Jewish person can't pay him the $1,000, and the non-Jewish person is going to take this animal, however, and work with it, it still is permissible. Because the actual behema, while it's in apotiki, while it's serving as a collateral over here, this ran, nevertheless, it is in the possession of the non-Jewish person, and therefore there is technically no problem of shvisas behemto on the Jewish person. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chav Ches explains, but you can say, this is me'achshav, why? Hainu. Afilu amarlo, even if you tell him, in lo etein l'cho hamos, l'zman ploni, if you do not pay back the money by a certain time, you shall ha, it will belong to you. The non-Jewish person says, if I don't pay it back by this time, it will belong to you. As long as he doesn't say, retroactively, from now it belongs to you, keeping the law, my law, may akshav, you shall ha, he's not saying that in retrospect we'll see that you owned it on Shabbos, but no, it will only become yours on Sunday or Tuesday of the next week when I don't pay you back the loan. So then, lo kinam ha-Yisrael l'mafreya, shlo yifrenu ha'inu Yehudi. So therefore, the Jewish person doesn't own it at that point in time. Ve'ein lo aleim ato rak shibud bi'alma. And while it's a shibud, he will get it from this ox, but right now the ox is considered belonging to the non-Jewish person, and it's not a problem of shisas behemto. Again, the critical factor over here is, even though the non-Jewish person doesn't have the right to sell it, but he will give it to the Jewish person if he doesn't pay back the loan by a certain point in time, because this is the apotiki, this is where he'll collect it from, but he can be considered the owner of it right now, the Jewish person, because until he actually gets the animal back, it is considered still an outstanding loan, just a shibud, and therefore it's considered owned by the non-Jewish person, and there's no problem with shvisas behemto on Shabbos for the Jewish person. Finally, the Mechaber has one more statement, V'yesh Matirim, one more additional leniency. This is brought down by the Beis Yosef in the name of Rabbo Kavod HaRebeinu Yaakov, Beirav, the Mahari Beirav, the Rebbe of Yosef Karo, and he says as follows, V'yesh Matirim Ayideh Sheyazir Yisrael Es So'en Yehudi. There are those that also permit it if the Jewish person warns the non-Jewish person, Shelo Yaseh Bo Mulocha B'Shabbos, that you're not allowed to work it on Shabbos. And if in fact you do work it on Shabbos, then you will be responsible for it. Anything happens to it. Even if attackers come and take it from you, if somebody goes and takes it from you, which would normally be an onus, and you wouldn't be responsible, but here you are going to be responsible, and you should in fact, and you should write it down in the contract with them. Now, if the non-Jewish person comes to do work with it, it won't be considered like it's a Jewish person's behema. It's considered as if the non-Jewish person owns it because he's taken full responsibility for it. Because the non-Jewish person has accepted full responsibility for it, even including these onus-type situations. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavtes explains further. Again, here too, the non-Jewish person doesn't have the right to sell it, which we said previously was an essential factor. Nevertheless, here too, just like in the apotiki case, afilu hachishari, here too, it is not considered as if it belongs to the Jewish person, it's considered as if it belongs to the non-Jewish person. And this goes in accord with a more lenient opinion that we've already mentioned earlier in Sif Dalet. The hachanami mayre shekibla alav birshuso le'inyan yukra vizula. And the reason why is because over here too, he's accepted upon himself any changes in its valuation. He'll accept the loss or the gain that's occurring over here in this animal, and therefore he's going to pay him back over here the $1,000 that was promised no matter what. And therefore, it is considered as if it's owned by the non-Jewish person, not the Jewish person. And in Sivkot and Lamed, the Mechaber tells us, you should write it down. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Lefersume milsa." This is to publicize the fact. Shelo yavo lidei chashada. So nobody should suspect that this is not the case. You publicize the fact, and therefore it won't be a problem of shvisas behemto. So we have these several additional lenient opinions that the Mechaber brings down over here to allow it, even in a situation where the non-Jewish person doesn't have the right to sell the animal. That concludes today's share.